One of the fatal shootings took place October 5th in Sawyer County. The sheriff's department there says 26-year-old Christina Clark was killed while at a family cabin. The other gun homicides were in Milwaukee last Friday. Police say a 27-year-old African-American man, Marquise Smith, died during a gun battle between people riding in two cars, and 57-year-old African-American Ray Glasgow was shot during a robbery. Glasgow's uncle, James Washington, says his nephew was an ex-Marine, a nice man who loved to cook.
He was going to MATC with a culinary class. He loved that class. The people there, they loved him too.
Washington says the gun violence plaguing parts of Milwaukee has to end. Governor Scott Walker this week again highlighted his endorsement from the Milwaukee Police Officers and Police Supervisors Unions. The Republican incumbent says he's helped expand a gunfire detection system in the city and has given police more tools to combat the illegal drug trade that can fuel violent crime.
We're going to continue to support law enforcement and fire protection and our first responders here in Milwaukee and across the state.
Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke says police elsewhere in Wisconsin have endorsed her.
Well, I'm very pleased to have the support of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association with 10,000 members across the state. I will work with law enforcement across the state, including Milwaukee.
Burke says at first, Governor Walker vetoed an expansion of the gunfire detection system. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.